whether we talk about music or the biography, we seem to be employing a kind of detective search, don't we, into his life?
Well, I think that's the right way to approach all problems. It's not coincidence that people like Sherlock Holmes and other detectives in fiction, are Hercule Poirot, are notorious for approaching the problem always in the same kind of way, which is to set down the facts. Indeed, in many of the stories, the part of the novel, part of the actual fiction, is taken up by telling the reader certain lists of suspects and motives and so on, and the actual facts of the case, especially times and dates and alibis, where were certain people on certain dates and so on. I think you have to begin with a meticulous survey of the actual dates and facts insofar as they're known. Of course, the process of inductive inference is dependent on getting, if possible, all the facts and getting the right facts. And you might, by unfortunate mischance, get the wrong facts or the facts that lead you to a mistaken conclusion, but there's no cure for that. The process is ineluctable. You have to follow these steps in the same order. And they are, not by coincidence, I think, the same steps that people take when solving crossword puzzles. You have certain conditions that you have to comply with, like it has to have something to do with the clue. You can't just write in anything that comes into your head. It has to be the right number of letters long, and so on. Chess problems are faced with the same predicament, that you actually have a design or pattern on the board which is there, which is given. So you have to begin with the data, and the only way from the data to a conclusion is by means of these accredited processes of inductive inference.